Welcome to Nevada Newsmix. On the program today, you will be stunned and amazed by the topic of Justin Bustos. He's off counsel with Dickinson Wright. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Fred Locken, Howard Rosenberg, and Lisa Caffarata. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome for the first time to Nevada Newsmakers, Justin Bustos. He is of counsel with Dickinson Wright. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So the story that brings you here, the first couple of paragraphs from the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Lyon County and former public administrator Richard Glover must pay $2.1 million to the heirs of a man whose Wellington home was looted after his death in May 2006. The verdict stemmed from a civil rights lawsuit filed by Mathis and his two brothers, Anthony and James, who accused Glover of illegally seizing and stealing nearly $1 million worth of heirlooms and other property from the home of their 85-year-old father, Joe, shortly after his death. So let's start out with the basics. What's a public administrator?
Public administrator is an elected official in Nevada, and their job is basically to administer the estates of a deceased resident when that resident doesn't have anybody else who can do it.
And under normal circumstances, not a problem.
Normally not a problem, correct.
Okay, so, but this person had relatives. So how did this crime occur?
Well, it shouldn't have. When the my client's father passed away, they were notified of his death. They told the deputy coroner, who is the deputy sheriff in the area, that they would be arriving to take care of the property. Nevertheless, when the public administrator was notified of the death, he still came to the residence, searched through the house, ransacked the house, and removed all the valuable property and guns that he found in the house.
Okay, how did he... was he aware that there were sons?
He was. The evidence at trial showed that the deputy sheriff, when he had contacted the public administrator, did tell him that the heirs had been contacted.
Okay, what was the role at that point then, the normal role of a public administrator?
Normally, the public administrator wouldn't have a role at that point. Under Nevada law, the public administrator can secure a residence, but that doesn't mean that he can remove property from the residence. So, for example, if the house wasn't locked, the public administrator could certainly go to the house, lock the doors to make sure nobody could enter. but he certainly doesn't have the ability to then search the house and remove property under the U.S. Constitution. That would be a violation of the law.
Now, where did the children live?
So the three sons all lived in different places. The closest one was Richard Mathis, who lived in Las Vegas. Another one of the sons, James Mathis, he lived in Wellington. He lived out in Washington. And then the other son lived out in Vermont.
Okay, so what kind of things were removed?
Well, so Joe Mathis, the deceased, was a jeweler for his career. And so he had a lot of gold rings, silver rings, and he had these valuable opals. Opals are a precious stone that he obtained in World War II when he was actually blown up in World War II. He was in his hospital bed. He acquired these opals and started learning how to hand-cut opals.
All right. So what was the administrator thinking that the family would have no clue what was in the house?
This is honestly a systemic problem that Lyon County has had for many public administrators, to where they had this policy where public administrators would enter into the house of deceased residents and they would move property. They wouldn't notify the heirs that they were doing this, and this was happening for years out in Lyon County. It happened with the public administrator in this case at least since 2003. We had a witness that testified during the trial, and it was just the policy of Lyon County to go into people's houses like this.
Oh, okay, who sets that? That sounds insane when you say this guy's been there for 12 years. But it had been going on for, what, decades?
Well, we do have some evidence that it looks like other public administrators were engaged in very similar conduct. So we don't know exactly how far it goes back because the records are hard to find. But the court found that the public administrator is a policymaker. So the public administrator has the ability to determine how he's going to administer that office. And so in this case, the public administrators decided that they were going to go into the residences and remove property.
This sounds insane. What is the role of the county commissioner in all of this?
The county commissioner, the only role that they actually play is to set the fees that the public administrator can charge. Under the statute, the county commission can also investigate public administrators. But when we looked at that issue, it turns out that this never actually happened. Even if complaints were filed to the county commissioners, they typically did not investigate.
Were you shocked as an attorney in your law firm that this not only occurred, but have been going on for so long?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is one of the most egregious constitutional violations I've ran across. I mean, the law is very clear that the government can't engage in this type of conduct, and yet this was still common practice in Lyon County.
I'm humored by this, not because it's a funny situation. It's an outrageous situation. All right, so obviously this fellow was found guilty in this case. Are there now other cases that are going to be opened because of what has occurred here?
Oh, so just to correct you, he was found liable. This was a civil case, criminal. So he wasn't found guilty of a crime here. But the short answer is I do think that this is going to be something that's going to be a problem for Lyon County and other counties. Since this case happened, the Nevada legislature has amended the statute at issue. And now the statute actually says that the public administrator can enter a residence simply when heirs aren't available, and he doesn't have to give notice to those heirs. We believe that that is actually a facially unconstitutional statute.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll get more into this topic when we come back.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%.
26% of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Justin Bustos of Council with Dickinson Wright. And we're talking about the former public administrator of Lyon County, Richard Glover. Now, you said, that, and this is interesting, that this case was brought civilly, not criminally. Surely, if you knock off $2.1 million, isn't there a criminal case in there somewhere?
We believe there should have been. And my clients actually tried to pursue having criminal charges brought against the public administrator.
With the county sheriff?
They actually did a lot of investigation. They went to the sheriff's office. They tried to contact the Nevada Department of Public Safety, the Nevada Department of Investigation, and nobody wanted to investigate this. They saw this as a civil matter. They thought that in Lyon County, the belief is that a public administrator is permitted to do this. So ultimately, the public...
Hang on. Permitted to steal?
Permitted to enter the residences and remove properties. But what happened is the public administrator was then taking this ability to remove property with no accountability, and then he was still on the property.
All right. But if he's... What would the purpose be of taking the property? What would you do with it if you weren't going to steal it?
Presumably it was to protect the property, but that's not what they were doing.
All right. Doesn't this sound crazy to you?
Oh, it's absolutely crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And as far as I know, this practice is still happening today.
All right. So you believe that this may well go forward as a criminal case?
No, not this one.
You don't think
not
so?
This one. But the public administrator in this case ultimately was convicted of a crime for another estate where he was engaged in similar conduct.
Okay. So now he's gone, right?
He's gone,
correct. He's former.
Yes.
So there's a new public administrator been elected?
Yes, that's correct.
Does he understand, she understand, that you're not allowed to do this?
You know, I don't know. It's a good question. I really don't know the answer to that because at least we're hearing that similar things are still happening in Lyon County.
What are we, in the 1800s? What do you make of this?
I think Lyon County needs to change the way they do things. The statute, as it's written now, is, I believe, now facially unconstitutional. So I think we're going to see more of the similar conduct. And if it continues, I think we're going to see more lawsuits in this area.
Okay, and you said the legislature passed a law that you feel is unconstitutional.
Correct.
I say? So who was in charge of passing that law? And the governor signed it, obviously.
The Nevada government. Exactly. Under the Constitution, it's clear before the government can engage in a taking, they have to notify people that they're going to take their property.
Our governor is a former federal judge.
Correct.
How does this happen?
I don't know. I looked at the legislative history, and the lobbyists were trying to push to change the law so they don't have to give notice. I think that it did have something to do with this case because some of the attorneys that were lobbying the case were involved in the case. And so I think that some bad advice was given.
Okay, so how much does the public administrator get paid?
Under the statute, they get paid, it's not in the statute, under the fees that are set, they get paid a certain rate every time they respond to a residence, and they get paid for mileage and time, but it's not very much. And I think that's part of the problem, is that the public administrator looks to the heirs to get paid, and a lot of times public administrators are having a hard time getting paid for doing their job.
Okay. You said the others are now coming forth since the promotion. I'm sure this program will get you even more people calling. Mm-hmm. What are folks saying to you that are contacting you?
They're saying basically the same thing has happened to us, that after our relative died, that the public administrator went into our residence, they took property, and we never got that property back.
Okay. Does every county have a public administrator?
They do, yes.
Are they all paid as poorly?
Yeah, I haven't looked into how every county in Nevada does it, but they are done under similar fee structures.
Okay. I mean, I just don't get the part where this has been going on for decades. With this guy from 2003, it just doesn't make sense.
It really doesn't. And I think part of the problem is that to bring a civil rights lawsuit as this one was, it's a very expensive and long endeavor. My clients filed this lawsuit in 2006, and we didn't get a judgment until now. It's gone up to the Ninth Circuit twice. They're trying to take it to the Supreme Court right now. So it's just a very long, expensive, drawn-out process.
So it's still not over?
It's still not over.
I don't know. Do other people respond the way I'm responding? Because it's kind of like my jaw's hitting the table for those listening on the radio.
It is a pretty common reaction. I mean, people are shocked that this is happening. People are, you know, outraged that thinking about what happens when, you know, I die. Is someone going to be able to come in and take my property so my children can't have it? It's a problem. People are generally outraged when they hear about this.
What about local law enforcement? I mean, did they just shrug you off?
I wasn't involved in the case at that time, but from what I saw, they did kind of shrug off my clients. They said, well, this is a civil matter. The public administrator is permitted to do this. And they didn't really want to investigate the case, is what it appeared to be.
On what grounds is this being appealed to the Supreme Court?
So this is on a qualified immunity issue. So
what does that mean?
Qualified immunity is an immunity that public officials have from both lawsuits and liability. So it means that if a public official is in good faith, you know, following their job, doing what they're supposed to be, and the law is not clearly established that what they're doing is wrong, they can't be sued in court. And so in this case, we had both a Fourth Amendment violation and a 14th Amendment violation. And the court found that the public administrator had qualified immunity, meaning he can't be sued on the Fourth Amendment violation, but he could be sued on the 14th Amendment violation.
Okay, do you guys plan to go to the legislature and try to get the law changed?
Not at this time.
So it's just going to keep going on?
Well, hopefully they will. It will be changed at some point when these lawsuits continue to be filed, when counties are held liable for this unconstitutional conduct. Hopefully the law will get fixed so this doesn't happen.
Wow, what a story. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it. And keep us posted on what happens at the Supreme Court if they decide to take it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
No, you're very welcome. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Do you want a marketing expert when selling your home? Then you want Marshall Realty, because they will market your home everywhere. Call today to have your home featured right here on TV, so you can get top dollar for your home.
Don't miss Monster Fish in Search of the Last River Giants now at the Discovery. Stunning life-size sculptures, hands-on interactive exhibits, and evocative video installations put you face-to-face with freshwater giants from around the world. Monster Fish, now at the Discovery. Learn more at nvdm.org.
Centrum brings us the biggest news in multivitamin history. A moment when something so familiar becomes something so new. Introducing new Centrum Vitamins, a multivitamin that contains a full spectrum of essential nutrients you enjoy like a mint. New Centrum Vitamins. Go to Centrum.com for a $4 coupon.
Every day we help people hurt in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need our help?
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
Home of the Week, brought to you by Marshall Realty. If you want your home featured on TV, call Marshall Realty today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Fred Locken is here, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Elisa Cafferata is lobbyist with Planned Parenthood. And Howard Rosenberg is UNR professor of art and art education, also serves as a trustee of the Washoe County School Board. So let's start with you, Elisa, obviously. you know, I mean, the shootings just were extraordinarily outrageous. What has been the response in your office, in your community?
Well, first of all, our first and highest priority is the safety of our patients and our staff, and we're very grateful for law enforcement, including the officer who gave his life in protecting our patients. And that continues to be our priority. We have important security measures in place for all of our health centers, which we are reviewing and updating based on this incident. And our doors remain open. All of our health centers that were planning to be open this weekend and today are open. And we are sort of joining with other Americans to say, you know, we are very concerned about the toxic environment that is being created by some of the rhetoric that is being used by anti-choice folks, including in the political field. We think that it creates this kind of situation. And indeed, since the anti-choice videos were released, manufactured and released, we've seen increased incidents of violence against our health centers, arsons and attacks and threats. So it's a big concern for us.
One last quick question on this is, are you seeing patients not turning up for appointments?
Patient safety is our number one concern. We haven't seen that to date, but we think that it's a tragedy that, you know, is by design, that women who are just seeking basic preventive health care, women who just want to come get their birth control, are, you know, they're a group of people who would terrorize folks who just want to access basic health care. And we think that that is fundamentally wrong. And we will continue to stand up against that and deliver health care in a safe and high quality way for our patients.
Howard?
The thing that bothers me more than anything else is that the faith-based community is getting tarred with a brush that they don't deserve to be tarred with. Some people are going too damn far. It's not just this. It's everything. When you disagree with something, the first thing you do is pick up a gun and go shoot somebody. It doesn't make any sense, Sam. You just went through an interview, and you know how difficult it is to believe that some of this kind of stuff is going on. But we need to start teaching our children how to be a hell of a lot more understanding, and I don't like the word tolerant because it doesn't go far enough. But we need to start doing something about this, not just in this case, but in all cases where this is coming on.
And Alyssa brings up the point that, you know, the political environment is not helping things.
No, I mean, we are in such a hyperboil, such a charged environment of absolutely shrill and unmanaged statements that, you know, for the consumer out there who's listening to this stuff, they can certainly twist it into a very dangerous way, as we saw last week in Colorado Springs. It is happening more frequently, and it is, frankly, the charged atmosphere of politics is driving a lot of it now.
And we're seeing the same thing going on with the Syrian refugees, which is another a subject for another day, I think. But Howard, you serve on the school board, and the school board obviously took a lot of flack for approving the superintendent's salary, back pay, longevity pay. So let me ask you this. She hired an attorney, which makes sense, mm-hmm. to negotiate with the school board's attorneys
right.
To come up with a salary.
Mm-hmm.
What is her leverage to be able to? Because I have no problem if somebody is gets a big chunk of money from another group, that means they're willing to pay for it. So I have no problem with whatever people make. But my thought is this: what is her leverage? What do you expect of her in return for what is a considerable amount of money?
Sam, the first thing I think needs to be understood is the previous two superintendents were paid more than Ms. Davis is being paid. That's number one. The base salaries are the same, but the rest of it is much less, over $50,000 less in the first year. Plus, The amounts of money that have been quoted in the newspaper are wrong. They're in error. First
and,
thing
and
that,
they admitted that on the first day.
One of the first things that you learn in journalism school is verify your facts or you don't print them. Now, I just so happen to have with me...
I have just over a minute, Howard.
Well, anybody that wants to know what's really going on, call me and I'll tell you. But don't make these terrible... I've had a death threat. Now, I mean, imagine answering your telephone and hearing somebody said, we've never liked you particularly anyway, and we don't understand why you're still alive. Perhaps we can fix that. I said, that'd be nice, and I hung up. I mean, what else do you do? But this is completely insane. Two male superintendents were paid more than Tracy Davis. Plus, she doesn't have an evergreen contract, Sam. Which is why we paid the former superintendent what we had to pay him. She has a 3-year contract that she shows results, graduation rates, the climate in the schools, the way things are done, how many people can reach her and talk with her whenever they want. All we're going to do is call up.
Okay.
But be at least pleasant.
Okay. So we'll obviously come back to this topic on another day. And thank you all for being here. And Fred, you look very good. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub, 333-LAUB.
These days, everything's smart. Phones, cars, even TVs. Now's the time to get the smartest TV, internet, and voice services for your home at $29.99 a month each. The Spectrum Triple Play. Call 844-885-2999. Why is the Spectrum Triple Play so smart? You get all your favorite HD channels free. And all your primetime shows are free on demand so you can watch instantly. Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-885-2999. Get the fastest internet at 60 megabits per second with no data caps. That's 20 times faster than DSL. With a free internet modem and bandwidth to support all those smart devices in your home. Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-885-2999. With Spectrum Voice, enjoy unlimited nationwide calling with no hidden taxes or fees like the phone companies charge you. All for a great price with no contracts. Spectrum TV, Internet, and Voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-885-2999.
Welding is one of those great things. You can use electricity and metal and form it into large, awesome things, either buildings or artwork. There's a whole lot of opportunity for welders in the current region. I would recommend CSUN and other people, and I actually have several times because they helped with everything from start to finish, even putting me in a job after I graduated.
I'm Mel Laub, and this is my son, Joe.
Since 1965, my father and I built our law firm, protecting you, your family, and your money.
Laub & Laub, we're here for you.
On our next broadcast, newly minted executive director of the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Andrew McKay. We'll see you then.